Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for hanging around with me today. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter or my blog, which is right there on the homepage, or you can go to jimsblog.biz. Don't forget all the other things you can do there on the website as well. Sarah Blakely is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and she's a very impressive young entrepreneur. She's done something that is, and I've seen a lot of entrepreneurial stories and have met a lot of great entrepreneurs, but this is one of the best ones that I know about, and it's about pantyhose. That's right, guys. We're going to talk about pantyhose. So this is a great story, though. Even if you're not interested in pantyhose, you're going to be interested in the entrepreneurial part. Sarah Blakely, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here.
Hey.
And by the way, you're going to be one of the keynotes, I think, if I'm not mistaken, at the 2006 Office Depot Success Strategies for Business Women's Conference down in Fort Lauderdale.
I am. I'm really honored that they asked me.
Well, let me say this. They're lucky to have you, but you should also be honored too. You're going to be on a panel that's had some pretty well-known folks before. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you. And, Jim, I think you need to say that I'm the woman that makes butts look better instead of pantyhose, right? Keep your male listeners there.
I'm going to let you say that, but you can say that again if you want to in case they miss it. If somebody's driving around out there, they just ran over a curb, and they said, what did she say? So go ahead and say it again.
I'm the girl that makes butts look better. I'm making the world a better place, one butt at a time.
I love that. Okay, so now tell us the pantyhose story. You were working for corporate America.
Yep, I was selling.
You weren't happy with how the pantyhose experience was going, were you?
No, I wasn't. It was actually, I was selling copiers and fax machines door to door for 7 years.
Wow,
and
I did that for zero.
Yeah.
In another life, I know how tough that is.
Oh, I have so much respect for anyone who's ever sold anything door-to-door or cold-called. It's such a good experience, but it's tough. And, I was frustrated that I couldn't find the right undergarment to wear with my white pants. I'd spent a lot of money on these white pants or cream pants, and they hung in my closet. You could see the panty line. You could see the thong. And so I thought, well, what else am I supposed to wear under these?
Whoa, time out. You could see the thong?
Yeah, you can see the thong.
The reason for the thong was that you couldn't see it.
No, in certain fabrics and pants, you still see the thong. And unless you spend an hour a day at the gym or more, the thong does nothing for your figure.
Right.
Things are still wobbling and jiggling.
The thong doesn't get rid of the little dimples, does it?
No, it doesn't. Okay, so that was my dilemma.
As delicate here as I can, ladies. Go.
I'll let you off the hook, Jim. I'll say it. You're right. You can see cellulite. So then I went shopping for body shapers at the age of 27, which I'd never done before, and was horrified by what my options were.
What's a body shaper for those of us of the Y chromosome?
They're little, just, undergarments that make you look smaller and smoother and hold everything in.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Where does it go? all that stuff that you're trying to get rid of, where does it go?
Well, it mostly just smooths it out. It'll get rid of jiggle, and it's like the models in the magazines have airbrushing, and we have Spanx.
Right.
So right. I couldn't find the right undergarment. The waistbands dug into my waist, and they all had leg bands.
I hate it when that happens.
And that's what caused me. I was a frustrated consumer, never been to business school, never worked in fashion or retail. I just loved clothes and shoes, and I cut the feet out of my control top pantyhose one day, put them on under my white pants with my great strappy sandals or shoes, and it worked better than anything I could buy on the market, except for they rolled up my legs all night.
So that was the problem. If you wanted to wear toeless shoes, sandals, kind of thing in the warmer weather, you couldn't wear pantyhose that helped control, smooth things out, whatever they do for you. You couldn't wear those because you had the foot, even the sandal foot. Now, I actually know a little bit about sandal foot pantyhose. I mean, I've been around a while. I've seen those things before. But they're still not as nice as no stockings, right?
Yeah, it's not cool for women to wear pantyhose with any kind of open-toed shoe.
So you actually cut the feet out of... I wonder how many women have done that before. Sarah, stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, this is... It's an interesting story, not just the pantyhose part, but how she came to create this company called Spanx. And ladies, I'm sure you know what we're talking about. Guys, you're going to learn more right after these messages. It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. A little Steely Dan for you there. Sarah Blakely is our guest. She's the founder of Spanx. She makes pantyhose that don't have feet in them. And that was kind of the idea Sarah had. She cut the feet out of her pantyhose so she could wear her white pants in the summertime with her sandals. Now, Sarah, how far up did you cut the pantyhose?
I just cut them right at the mid-calf.
Okay.
And then, because a woman doesn't want anything stopping on her thigh in certain
right.
fabric pants in certain colors, because no matter what size you are, you'll see it.
Well, that's just the panty line moved down, right?
Well,
if you cut it at mid-thigh, it's got to be down where the pants don't touch the leg, basically.
Yeah, and there's you know, you wear all of Spanx without underwear because it basically serves as your underwear.
Okay, Sarah, I didn't need to know that, but so there's a little bit of too much information here, I think, maybe. Okay, so you got now, are all Spanx footless? No feet in any of the Spanx?
Footless pantyhose was what opened the door for me to go into Saks, Neiman's, Nordstrom, Bloomingdale's, because no one had ever seen that before.
Ever heard of anybody cutting the feet out of the pantyhose before you did it?
No. And so they gave me the chance, and then now I have 50 products, and Spanx
wow.
is brand, and all of my products are ideas that came from consumers, and they're either inventions in the hosiery department that I have patents on, and the shapewear, even socks. I mean, I have trouser socks that have no leg band that don't dig into the woman's calf.
Anything for guys?
You know,
we like to shape up, too.
I know. Well, you know, a lot of men wear Spanx.
Really?
Yeah, they do. I get emails from them, mostly drag queens, but, you know.
I was going to say. That's where I was going, but I'm glad you went there first. Okay, now, but this is a great story, though. You were working a day job. You were actually doing stand-up comedy at night, right?
Just a little bit for fun, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well, it does sound like fun. And so you said, okay, this foot's got to go. You cut them out of your pantyhose. It was such a success for you. You said, somebody ought to invent this.
Yep.
Oh, I just did.
Yeah, exactly. I went on the Internet. I looked up hosiery mills. I started cold calling them on the phone. I went to three different patent attorneys here in Atlanta where I live, and they all quoted me between $3,000 and $5,000 to do the patent, and I
yeah.
only had $5,000 in my savings to start the whole company.
Yeah.
So I wrote the patent myself. I went to Barnes
wow.
& Noble and got a book on patents and trademarks, and got the product, the initial prototype made, and then I cold called Neiman Marcus and went from there. And about
did you have a mill that would make your product before you sold it to Neiman Marcus?
Yeah, I did.
You made that trip first, didn't you? You went to find a hosiery mill.
I did. Yeah, I spent 2 years trying to convince the men that make pantyhose that this wasn't a dumb idea and to please
help.
How
many times did someone say no to you?
I mean, for about a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
And how did you feel about that? Did it hurt? Or were you undaunted?
Well, see, I think I didn't realize it, but my training of selling copiers and fax machines.
If you can sell copiers and fax machines, ladies and gentlemen, in the 21st century, the way you were selling them, you can do anything.
Well, the thing is rejection didn't really faze me because I heard no about 30 times a day for the past 7 years.
Right. Well, so you were prepared. You were prepared for that. All right. So finally, you found one. Now tell us the story about the guy who finally agreed to do your host.
I took a week off of work and realized I needed to go in person to these hosiery mills, and I cold called them, and they all sent me away, even in person, and said, "We don't get it. This isn't a good idea." And
these wrong men you were talking to.
Yeah, and 2 weeks later, I got a phone call from a hosiery mill owner in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he said, quote, "Sarah, I've decided to help make your crazy idea." And when I asked him why he had the change of heart, he simply said, "I have two daughters."
And he ran the idea by them.
Exactly. So I got lucky there, and he said my passion and excitement just stuck with him. He still didn't really get it, and it took us a year to figure out how to make it exactly right. And as a woman,
what was the confusion? Don't you just need to make a selvaged edge, an elastic edge at the bottom?
No, it's very delicate the way you knit it. I mean, it doesn't dig into the leg. But the thing I learned as a consumer, one, was that men had been making all of my undergarments, and it dawned on me that's probably why they've been so uncomfortable. The people making them are spending all day in them.
You know, this is another example of how it always winds up being a guy's fault, Sarah.
Well, look, I wouldn't know the first thing on how to make a jock strap or anything. I wouldn't even try.
Okay, let's get back on pantyhose here.
Okay. So
you found a manufacturer to make your hose, and then you called on Neiman Marcus. How many pair did you have made when you called on Neiman Marcus? How many did you have in inventory?
About 10.
About 10? You had prototypes, basically.
Yeah.
And tell the story about how you sold the Neiman Marcus deal.
I called up Neiman Marcus, and I asked for the hosiery buyer, and I said, "My name is Sarah Blakely. I've invented a product that your customers are not going to want to live without. It's going to change the way women wear their fashion. If you give me 10 minutes of your time, I'll fly to Dallas and show you."
And you did, and tell us where you how you got her to buy your product.
Well, I got on a plane. I had my red backpack with me, one prototype in a Ziploc bag from my kitchen, and a color copy of the packaging I'd created on my friend's computer. And I was 2 minutes into my presentation, and I said, I had no shame. I said, "You need to come with me." And we went to the bathroom, and I did my own before and after for her.
You took her to the bathroom, to the women's room, restroom, and you did a demonstration right there in the bathroom and sold her right in the bathroom.
Yep, and she said,
guys would never get away with something like that. I wouldn't even think about doing that. Stand by, quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blasting Game, Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with a great entrepreneur, Sarah Blakely. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasting Game, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from White Plains, New York. Tomorrow I'll be back to regular. Notice I didn't say normal. Visiting with a new friend, Sarah Blakely. She is the inventor of Spanx, a revolutionary type of pantyhose. We've been talking about that. And Sarah, let's sell some pantyhose. Where do we find your stuff?
You can go to Spanx.com, and you got to spell that with an X or you're going to get a real treat. You can go to Saks, Neiman's, Nordstrom, Bloomingdale's. I mean, any high-end retailer in the country has it.
Does Oprah Winfrey wear your product?
She wears them every day.
Yeah, and she endorsed you, didn't she?
She endorses me all the time. I'm very, you know, lucky.
How much was that worth?
Oh gosh, you can't put a number on it.
How long would it take you to raise that much PR capital?
Years.
Yeah.
She put me on her show right when I invented them as her favorite product of the year on that show, Oprah's Favorite Things. And then since then, I'd say probably on about 5 occasions, she's looked right into the camera and just randomly said, "I've got my Spanx on today." Or the other day, she said, "I don't wear undies. I gave up wearing undies. I only wear Spanx." And then laughed.
Wow.
But that's more information you guys need to know.
Okay, now you said that, by the way, you got a website?
Yep, Spanx.com.
Oh, that's right. You said Spanx, S-P-A-N-K-X.
No, K. Just S-P-A-N-X.
S-P-A-N-X. Guys, Folks, don't put in CKS, you might, as she says. You might
right.
not like what you get there. But now, those stores you mentioned are pretty high end.
Yep.
Are they available in Target or any of those guys?
No, they're not, but I am coming out with another brand, actually. And,
yeah.
That will be sold at Target.
Hmm.
But well, that's in the future.
But I'm sure they can, I mean, of course they can buy them online, right? They can buy them from your website?
Yep, Bangs.com.
Right.
And I have 50 products I have.
Are they expensive?
They're $20 to $25. I mean, they range, you know.
I would think since nobody sees them, that you get more out of them, right? Because you don't have to worry about the runs.
Yeah, I mean, some women tell me they've had one pair of Spanx for a year. Some, you know, some buy them and wear them a couple times. I mean, it's you're right. It's hidden under clothes. It doesn't run as easily. If it does get a little run, you still can wear them because you don't see them.
And you don't have to worry about a lot of different colors, do you?
No, there's just nude and black, and you look a size smaller. If you're teetering between a 10 and a 12, you can wear your 10 pants. And as a woman, I was obsessed with comfort.
That ought to be worth $100 a pair for that.
Right. Well, it makes a big difference. It really does, in your appearance and in the way your clothes fit. So
you still haven't told me where all that goes, though.
That's our big secret.
That's the secret, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm wondering where all this is going. Okay.
If I could get it to just go up to the breast, I could retire forever, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. You have had some competitors to knock you off, haven't you?
Yep.
Knock off your products.
Yep, I had some of the big companies that sent me away in the beginning and thought my idea was stupid. You know, after about 8 months of me being in the market and Oprah, you know, loving it and all these department stores selling it, they knocked me off. And, you know, they're violating my patent, and it's a decision, a business decision that I've been making just to keep going with the next best product. Because what I didn't realize as an entrepreneur is that if you spend all your money on your patent, you're in trouble because your patent is only as good as you're willing to defend it. So if
That's
you want
right.
to spend $500,000 or $1 million fighting these billion-dollar companies, then, you know, spend all your resources on your patent. Otherwise, spend the money you have being first to market and being the best product and, you know, clever name, interesting packaging.
Did you tell me that they actually ripped off your packaging, too?
Yeah, I had a few companies that went so far as to download the artwork right off of my package and put it on their package.
And folks, if you see something that looks like Spanx but it's not Spanx, don't buy it. Buy the Spanx stuff because that's not right. And I hope that soon, Sarah, it'll be part of your business model to defend your patent, to defend your products, because I don't like to see any little company getting beat up by big company.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Yeah, I hope that's what will happen. You know, there are a lot of big companies out there that won't do that. They might want your stuff, but they'll come to you and they'll license it from you the right way. They won't steal it from you. Sarah, congratulations. Give us the website one more time.
Thank you, Jim. It's Spanx, and that's SPANX.com. And I've also written my whole story out. So if you're out there and you have your own idea, there's a lot of things I've put on there that help me on my journey to success.
We're going to get you back on again another time. We haven't talked about pantyhose nearly enough. Thanks, Sarah. See you next time.
All right, Jim. Take care.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, signing off from White Plains, New York. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.